This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. There are 12 fires and just over 67,000 acres of land burning in Colorado today. The Willow Fire near Leadville is now at a little over 2,000 acres, with several subdivisions in the area currently on evacuation warnings. The Gold Mountain Fire near Ouray also grew yesterday and is estimated at around 15,000 acres, with no containment in very difficult terrain. The Snyder Fire along the Utah border near Grand Junction is 10% contained and remains at over 30,000 acres. Evacuation orders have been expanded for the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo. The mandatory evacuation has been expanded to the North Creek area in Beulah from Central Road to the Custer County line. Thousands have already been evacuated. Many don't know the status of their homes, but at least 144 structures have burned. Beulah resident Ned Pittman is staying at the Red Cross shelter in Pueblo and believes his house burnt down.
It went through so fast. I was hoping maybe it just went through so fast it just skip burnt some stuff and it'll burn itself out.
The fire is 28,000 acres. Multiple roads are affected by wildfires around the state. Driving through smoke, heat, and flames is dangerous, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Colorado State Patrol says you should avoid driving through active wildfire areas. But if you can't, here are a few tips. Keep toxic smoke out of your vehicle by rolling up windows and using the recirculation fan. Switch on your low-beam headlights. Give yourself lots of space and time to react to what's happening around you by driving slowly and predictably. Don't pull off until you're in a safe area. Then check for damage and wipe ash off windshields before using the wipers. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 8:06.